They love them. I don't like them. Mm. And the liver. You eat the heart. Too. Some people eat the lights and alcohol, but ooh, I wouldn't eat that.
Did you ever hear all of that put together called the hashlet or the harslet or anything like that? Okay. The time of day that you go out to feed, you'd say, oh, it's getting long toward
feeding time.
How do you call cows to get them to come in from the feed? I know that. Don't you tell me.
Let
your grandmama tell me, okay? Okay, suppose you were trying to get them
to
stand still while you were milking them.
Saw.
How'd you say?
Saw. Saw, Betsy.
Suppose you were trying to, Suppose you just wanted the calves. Is there a way you can call the calves? I don't know of a way. All right, suppose you want to call horses in from the pasture. I don't know how you call horses. All right, how would you make a horse or a mule turn when you're plowing? How do you make him turn left? Well, I don't know. I know it's G and H, but I don't know which is right. Okay, fine.
If you want to get horses to go,
what do you say to them?
Get him up.
All right. And if you want them to go faster or you want to urge them on, what do you say?
I don't know what you'd say. You kind of pep them with the reins.
Or jerk cluck to them?
No. Yeah, that's right. Get up. That's right. It's been so long since I was behind a horse.
Suppose you want to stop a horse.
Whoa.
Suppose you wanted to back up.
Well, all I know is to pull on the reins.
Okay. Did you ever hear anybody say, wool back?
Yeah, my daddy. Wool back.
Right. How do you call pigs?
Pig.
How do you call hogs?
Suey. Now, they best to run them off. I don't know.
Okay, how do you call chickens? Tick 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 tick. Okay, when you're getting horses ready to drive them, you say I'm going out to do what to the horses? Hitch them up. Okay, suppose you're going to plow with them, what would you say? I'm going out to hitch the horse to the plow. Okay, did you ever hear anybody say gear up?
Yes.
Now would that be plowing or driving or both?
It would be both. You got a gear in, that's putting his harness on.
When you're driving a horse, you hold on to the
reins.
All right. When you're driving into a wagon, you hold on to the reins. And when you're plowing, you hold on to the
reins and the plowshares.
Now, what are the plowshares?
It's the handle.
Oh, the handles. Okay. When you're riding a horse, you put your feet in the
stirrups. Stirrups.
Did you ever hear when you were driving horses or plowing with them, did you ever hear the horse on the left call anything? Ever hear you call the nigh horse, the near horse?
Something like the off horse or the lead horse or something like that.
Okay. Talking about something that's not very far away, you'd say, oh, the creek, for example. It's not far, it's just a little...
Little ways.
Little piece, right? Would you say that?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I would say that.
Talk about something that's far, pretty far away, you'd say, oh, that's a long.
Long, long ways.
Right, would they ever say a long piece, or is piece usually just little?
No, I've heard people say it was a fur piece.
A fur piece? Would you, you wouldn't say that?
No, I wouldn't say that.
That's not hard to find. You can find that.
Most anywhere.
The trenches that a plow cuts are the...
furrows.